Today I'm joined by Sarah Cornett. She's an AI consultant and has her own company in North Carolina. And today she's going to talk to us about artificial intelligence and how we use it in business and specifically digital marketing. So welcome, Sarah. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, fairly well. I'm so excited about our talk. We've already chatted a little bit about some of this information, and I was just so excited that you're willing to share a little bit more in this podcast and talk about how artificial intelligence, you know, is impacting. It's hard to judge where it's going, but we can talk about where it is, specifically some of the key things that I learned from you that I hope you'll share is you had talked about identity resolution in our conversation. I wonder, can you elaborate on that and what that term means?
Sure, absolutely. So identity resolution really by definition is the process of stitching together customer data across different systems and touch points so you can create a 360 degree view of your customer. And that data can come from multiple different sources, your internal databases, your historical records. Your customer might have multiple products with your company. So getting all of that information about the products that they have within your different lines of business. It could also include things like your customer support data, your marketing CRM data, customer preference data as well. So do they like to receive communications through an email or a phone call or a text message? So you can pull in all this great customer behavioral information as well. So things like the last time that they logged in, the last time they visited your website, and any other behavioral information across your channels of communication. You can pull all that information in real time so you know exactly in that moment in time what your customers are doing. And by taking in all of that great information is where you're able to create things like unique identifiers for each one of your customers. So you're able to have that full 360 degree view of all of your customers. And so by using all that information, by having that 360 degree view, you're then able to create personalized experiences for your customers. So now you can narrow that down out of a possible thousands of options of things that you could talk to that one particular customer about. You can start to whittle those down and say, okay, here is my customer. I know they have these specific products with us already. Maybe they're not qualified to receive certain products from us. Maybe at this point in time, based on their preferences and behavioral data, some of those things we want to talk to them about might not be applicable to them at this moment in time. So we have all this great real-time behavioral information about them so we can act in that specific moment in time and help their needs or help our needs, you know, ourselves as marketers to share at this specific moment in time, this is the absolute best thing that we should be talking to this customer about. So that's how you get from identity resolution, having all that information, that customer 360, that's how you get to deliver that omni-channel one-to-one personalized marketing by using this information.
Yeah, I just, I'm just so fascinated by that and how it kind of works. And you just said it so succinctly, so easy to understand in a world that's very complex. And there's so many things happening. And I know you live in the United States. One of the things they're trying to do is put some regulations around the whole artificial intelligence. Do you think that that's impacting digital marketing in any way?
Oh, certainly, yes. So right now, the U.S. does not have a complete comprehensive guidance or regulations surrounding AI. The only thing we have in the U.S. right now is in New York City has a local law that requires a bias audit being conducted on automated hiring processes. So other states like California, New Jersey, are working on their own versions of state regulation, but the U.S. at the federal level still is in the process of coming down with those AI regulations. The EU does have the EU AI Act. So that was passed last year to ensure that AI is safe and transparent, traceable, non-discriminatory, and also environmentally friendly. So regulations are coming. We just don't know quite what they look like yet in the US, but to get prepared for this, we want to really start at the data level. So making sure you have all this data we were just talking about, making sure you're compliant with these regulations. You know, GDPR has been around for a long time in the EU. And now in the US, there's 13 states that have passed comprehensive data privacy laws. So my recommendation is really start start at the data level, start building your data governance structure right now, making sure, like, starting with data governance as well, making sure you can trace all that data back to the system of record, having those data privacy opt-out options readily available to your customers as well, so they have full control of that data and how that's being used by your company. And you really want to make sure, right, the data you're using is clean and reliable, unbiased, so that you're only using the information that's most impactful to your AI models. Because the quality of your data and what determines the quality of that customer decisioning from your AI. So definitely want to start with the data to prepare for the AI regulations. And with personalized marketing, AI is that machine that makes all those customer decisions based on the data from your 360-degree view. So you really want to make sure you're monitoring the entire process from end to end, making sure your models are performing as expected, doing ethical bias checks of your models. So really having that full governance team structure so they see the entire process. They're continuously monitoring the solution as well to ensure you're meeting the current regulations and preparing for the new ones. And then, and all this, right, while having your customers back as well. You know, you want to make sure you're doing right by your customer as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work, but I guess that's what you're good at, is understanding those frameworks and how to guide businesses through that. I know we had talked about some different case scenarios, and there was the one about the airline I thought was really relevant. Could you elaborate on how data is used in AI and AI for that particular case?
No, absolutely. So yeah, one of my favorite use cases to really bring all this to life. So, and just to, you know, just state another fact on, like, really building that trust with your and transparency with your customer is so key. So being really extremely upfront with your customers about what data is being used and how you're using that information. So I think it would be great, honestly, to show, you know, your customers what they're opting into and what they're opting out of, to see what experiences they might be missing out on if they don't opt in on certain experience. So if you say, okay, no, we don't want to share this particular information, you know, that's fine, but you might not be getting all the kind of personal, you know, personal experiences that we want to deliver. So I think if more customers saw the benefit they could receive by sharing some of their data, they might question a little bit about what they'd feel more comfortable with sharing. So I'll get into the airline example. So this is definitely an example of a hyper-personalized customer experience that I know I would personally opt into for a data sharing perspective. So say, imagine you're an airline. So you have all this great information about your customers, 360-degree view of your customers, so you know their historical information, you have frequent flyer numbers, you know their status, you know if they booked their flight on, you know, the website, through Expedia, or through the app on their phone. You have all this information about your customer. And because you're a huge airline, you also have partnership programs with other places. So you have partnerships with hotel groups and rideshare programs and things like that. So you're also tracking all of your internal operations, right? All of your flight schedules and destination, you're tracking all of your internal operations on the back end. So that's, you know, setting the stage of what's happening on the back end as an airline. So imagine a scenario where you have this frequent flyer. So Tony, I'll use you as an example. So, you know, I'll represent the airline, you represent the customer. So you have priority everything, you're a frequent flyer with us, you have all this incredible status, you're very loyal to our airline, and you just had this terrible flight experience with us, and your flight was delayed by 2 hours because of a mechanical issue on the plane, which is something completely on our end as an airline. So we want to make it right to you because we value your business. We want to make this right. So you finally get to board the plane and you make it to your destination. So as soon as you land, I send you a push notification that says, oh my gosh, Tony, I'm so sorry for this experience you've just had with our airline. We're very sorry about this. Here's 10,000 miles for you to use. And you're probably thinking, okay, that's pretty cool. You know, that's pretty nice. You know, that you got that. So, but we don't want to stop there as an airline, since you are such a big deal to us. We want to take it even further. So, you know, you get off the plane and walk through the airport, you go pick up your, you know, your luggage and go head to your rideshare. So your Uber or your Lyft. So we have gone ahead as an airline and sent a note to your rideshare company that we have a partnership with, and said, "Hey, we want to upgrade her car to a black car and put the bill on us." So you get to your car and you say, "Hey, on behalf of the airline, we've gone and upgraded your vehicle." So you're probably thinking like, "That's really nice. Like, I really wasn't expecting that. That's a really, really nice feature." So, and we want to take that even further because we really, really care about your business so much. We knew we screwed up, so we want the rest of your day to be perfect. So as soon as you get to your hotel to check in, you also booked your hotel as a partner that we work with as an airline. And the front desk says, "On behalf of your airline, we've gone ahead and upgraded your room." So you go and check out your room. It's a very nice room, and there's even a bottle of champagne waiting for you, all paid by from the airline. So what I've described is really how companies can use identity resolution, Customer 360, across multiple different data sources to deliver those personalized customer experiences. And I, something I would frequently, I'd be very excited to receive personally as a customer if more companies kind of took advantage of that hyper-personalized customer experience. I would be very, very excited to receive that type of experience.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. A little creepy, but it does sound. And that's probably part of the struggle with the whole buy-in from customers is how do you get them to understand that the digital marketing is focusing on them to give them a better experience. And that's a great example of a loyalty experience. I'm sure there's some other ways or tools. Do you know of any specific kind of tools that can help to enhance that user experience, maybe along the buyer's journey as part of that omni-channel, the awareness, the consideration before they actually take action and therefore become a loyal customer?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. And definitely the tools and toys are always changing right now. It seems like more AI tools are being created and spun up every day. So, but definitely that one-to-one customer decisioning example that I gave, Pegasystems is definitely one of the leaders in this area. So they're able to deliver that one-to-one customer marketing and an omni-channel solution. And it really depends on the CRM solution that you're using and what you're comfortable with, right? HubSpot has some really great options into personalized marketing as well. One of the applications in HubSpot Marketplace that jumped out to me is a solution called Trend Demon, and it optimizes your website experience to deliver personalized web experiences to your customers. So please check that one out if you're a HubSpot user. I'm very optimistic and very excited about HubSpot's AI roadmap. They're coming down with some really incredible features. So I'm really excited to keep in touch with HubSpot and see what's coming down the pipeline there. Also Salesforce, right? I mean, Salesforce powered by their AI solution, Einstein, they've got the ability to deliver personalized next best actions. That's a little bit what we were talking about there with that one-to-one customer decision, that one-to-one next best offer action I want to present to you in that moment in time. So definitely check that one out if you're a Salesforce user. So, there's definitely many more AI solutions coming down every day. So this is always changing. So I always really recommend before starting an AI project to start by defining your use cases. So really taking a step back and saying, as a business, like what are some pain points we might be facing today? Is customer loyalty a really big issue for us? Or is that, customer, experience a big issue for us? Or what is really driving, right, the need for coming up with these new innovative solutions? And then defining what is the business value of these use cases. So from then you can go and find the best AI solution to help you unlock your high value use cases. So you're always maximizing your return on investment on your AI solutions if you think about it in those terms. So and again, I'm definitely happy to help in this area. That's something I do with my own business. I've previously implemented Pegasystems before. I'm also a certified HubSpot provider, and I'm currently in training to become a certified Salesforce AI associate. So I'm definitely plugged into this community and keeping up to date on all these different features and new tools and toys that are being released every day. So definitely, please reach out if you have any questions or need any assistance in this area.
Yeah, and I'll put your contact information in LinkedIn to get a hold of you. LinkedIn is probably the best, so it's got everything there. And you did mention the Pegasus, HubSpot, and Salesforce, so I'll also add that in the write-up so that others can see that for themselves. And
Awesome.
man, you're just so talking my language. Like, I just love how you so easily put the thoughts and make it very clear what's happening in a very, right now it seems very muddled world where we're trying to navigate our way through. So are there any parting words that you can say for a budding marketing student who's looking to maybe focus in this area? Like anything in your words of wisdom to share?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, definitely keep an eye out on all these new developments that are coming with AI for sure. I definitely say get plugged in. There's lots of great newsletters you can follow to keep up to date with all the AI news that's coming out there. And definitely get plugged in with these like marketing CRM systems, right? And definitely understand like how they're thinking about personalized marketing and personalized experiences within their own platforms, and just try to be a sponge right now, I would say, and just soak up as much information as possible because it's always changing. And that's something I've certainly taken with me in my career, to just be open to learning new technologies and tools and methodologies. Just keep an open mind and just really be a sponge and try to soak up as much information as possible.
Well, that's so great. Thank you. Thank you again for your time and sharing everything that you know. And I'm sure that you'll get some people reaching out just to maybe ask some questions. And I'm so grateful for you. And thank you again for everything.